This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Carlos Morales, and with me, as always, is Ashley Bean Thornton to take a look at events happening in Waco Town. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Carlos.
So tonight, September 16th, is the Baylor Classic Volleyball Tournament. So that brings in some volleyball teams from different colleges like Charleston, Washington State, and Virginia, and they have a tournament. It's $5, and it's from 6 tonight to 8 and continues throughout the weekend. And that's going to be at the Farrell Center at 1900 South University Parks Drive.
Yeah, and then we have a super busy Saturday. One of the neatest things that is happening is for years now, a group of people in Waco have been working on establishing a Waco Hispanic Museum. And this is the opening weekend for that museum. It's going to be at the South Waco Community Center. And you can go by and take a look from 10:30 to 2 p.m. on Saturday.
And also on Saturday at Harmony Science Academy is going to be the Psy Girls Educator Workshop. So Psy Girls is this Emmy Award-winning PBS Kids television series and website, and it's all dedicated to changing the way girls think about STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. So they're going to have lots of hands-on activities like building a device to measure wind speed, lighting up a room with these dough creatures. Not sure what that includes, but they're going to have a lot more other activities geared towards STEM. And that is free, and it's going to be from 9 a.m. to 4 on Saturday. And also on Saturday is the Out of the Darkness Walk to Prevent Suicide. So it's a free event from 9 a.m. to 12 at Brazos Park East, and you can register online, and it's just to really bring awareness.
Yeah. So some of you may have participated last weekend in the Parade of Homes that's put on every year by the Heart of Texas Builders Association. Well, if you didn't get your chance last weekend, or if you didn't get quite enough of it last weekend, it's continuing this weekend. So there's still plenty of time to check out the great homes on the tour. And if any of that puts you in mind of actually buying a home, there is also a great home buyer education workshop being offered on Saturday from 8:30 to 4:30 at NeighborWorks. That will teach you all the basics of home selection and the purchasing process and all the paperwork and different things that go into buying a home. So you can do that wisely. And then also on Saturday morning from 10 to 12, this is something I've been looking forward to for a long time, the East Waco Library is having their grand reopening. That library building has been completely remodeled. Wow. The outside is all beautiful now, and they are going to be kicking off the reopening with a celebration, so there'll be a ribbon cutting and snacks and get a tour of the library, and so I'm really looking forward to that.
Very cool. Also on Saturday is the Waco's Museums Marketplace. So it's this annual trade show that really just highlights all the various museums in the area. And so you can get a general idea for what they're all about and what Waco has to offer as far as museums are concerned. Admission is free, and it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 at the Dr. Pepper Museum. But also, if on Saturday, you know, you're looking just to get your stretch on.
Right, exactly.
The Yoga Pod is having a community class, but it is BYOM, I guess. Mm-hmm. Bring your own mat. Mm-hmm. And so you could have a fun community yoga class for all levels. It is free. It's going to be from 10:30 to 11:30 at 5100 Franklin Avenue.
Also Saturday, if you support the work of the Animal Birth Control Clinic and you were thinking that would be a fun place to volunteer, Saturday is your opportunity to go to their volunteer orientation. It starts at noon at the clinic. It's free, of course, and that is the Animal Birth Control Clinic on Clay, right behind Katie's Custard, if you know where that is.
Yeah. And also on Saturday and on Sunday, too, is the Heart of Texas Air Show. And it's going to feature some aerial acrobatic performances.
Ooh,
yeah. And as a kid, I remember this type of events, and they were always really fun to go to. General admission is $15 for adults, $8 for kids, seniors, students, or military. And that's going to be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the TSTC Waco Airport.
Mm. And if you have ever, if you like to read romance novels, Carlos, which I'm sure you do.
Yes.
And you have ever thought, hey, I think I could write one of those. There's an event Saturday for you. It's the Author Alley Fall Series. It's going to be at the Central Library in Austin, and there will be a panel of three Texas romance writers, and they're going to give us a peek inside their minds, and you can learn a little bit about their creative process and hear some excerpts from their books. So that'll be 2 o'clock at the Central Library.
And on Saturday, if you're looking to get some good eats, you can head down to the Muscular Dystrophy Association's Chillin' and Grillin'. It's a burger cook-off and 5K walk, so you could sample some local burgers and vote for your favorite. You can even enter in the burger cook-off if you feel so inclined to do so. They'll have various prizes for, you know, first place, second, and so on. It'll also be live music, food vendors, and a silent auction, and various activities for the kids. It is a free event to attend, and it's from 11 to 4 at Indian Spring Park.
And on Sunday morning is the annual Walk for the Homeless. This is an event sponsored by Mission Waco to help educate the community about the various ministries and organizations that are available to help homeless people in Waco. It's a 1.2-mile walk around downtown that introduces you to some of the different organizations that work with our homeless population. It's free. It's from 8 to 10:30. They do ask that if you would like to donate some hygiene items for homeless people in the community, that you bring those with you. And then after the walk, everybody is invited to join Mission Waco at Church Under the Bridge for services.
And also starting this Sunday and continuing until November 20th is this really cool opportunity for area high school students, grades 11 and 12. It's a free enterprise scholars program, and it's going to take place at the Dr. Pepper Museum. So basically, it's this reading group style class that will meet weekly on Sundays to talk about readings focused on enhancing students' understandings of free enterprise issues and entrepreneurship. It is free and takes place from 2 to 3 every Sunday at the Dr. Pepper Museum.
So, on Monday, if you are one of the folks in town who's interested in genealogy, or if you're just kind of getting interested in that now, there is a lunch program. It'll be at the West Waco Library, which is where our Genealogy Study Center is. And it is called Genealogy 101, and it's going to particularly focus on finding your Hispanic roots. If you have tried to do genealogy and you have Hispanic people in your family, sometimes it's hard to weave your way through all the different last names.
Right.
And so they're going to focus on how to do that particular part of a genealogical search.
And also on Monday, this really cool art class is happening, a really interesting opportunity, especially if you like comic books and have always wanted to learn more about the style or make one yourself. So it's a comic construction. It's an intermediate level comic art class, and it's going to be at the Art Center of Waco. And they'll take you through laying out comic pages, creating compelling panels and narrative structures, and designing your own cover. It is $100 for 4 classes. And it'll be from 6 to 8 Monday nights.
Another big event that's happening on Monday is Prosper Waco's annual summit. So Prosper Waco is our community's collective impact effort to work on education, health, and financial stability in our community. Lots of people in the community have been working together for the last year and a half under the auspices of Prosper Waco to make progress towards our community's goals in those three areas. And this is the opportunity to learn about the progress that has been made, learn how to get involved, kind of celebrate some of the successes, and talk about what we're going to tackle next as we work together. And that's from 4 to 8 o'clock at the Waco Convention Center. Everybody's invited. You just need to call and let them know you're coming.
And also on Monday is the Christian Men's Jobs Corps open house. So the whole idea is to equip and empower men for a life and employment. And they'll even have a mentor to help you through that whole process. It is free. It's going to be at 6 on Monday at 1201 Columbus Avenue.
And then on Tuesday at the Art Center, they are having an event called A Play Date with Art, Squish, Scribble, Splat, which I find that irresistible. The cost for one child is $6. Additional siblings are $4. It's 10:30 to 11:30. So it can be a good mommy or daddy and me hour during the day to develop some sensory and motor skills and do some art. So that sounds like a lot of fun out at the Art Center.
And on Wednesday, there's this really interesting info session going on between Tarleton graduate education programs at MCC. So if you were ever interested in maybe pursuing one of those degrees, this is a really good opportunity for you to check out. It's going to be at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., and the sessions will provide information about the different degree programs they have there and everything you would need to go forward with getting that degree. So that's going to be at McLennan Community College's campus, and again, from 6 to 8 p.m.
And we have, I know there are a lot of people in town who are gardeners. If you're a gardener, you may be interested in this program called Lunch with the Masters, which is put on every month by the McLennan County Master Gardeners. They meet out at the Carlene Bright Arboretum, and it's always free, open to the public, kind of a lunchtime meeting. And this month, their particular session topic is going to be cacti and succulents.
Oh, wonderful.
So if you're interested in cacti and succulents, this is your opportunity to learn from the masters.
And on Thursday, wrapping up our look at the week ahead, Thursday is actually World Rhino Day.
Yay!
So you can head down to the Cameron Park Zoo and enjoy different activities from 10 a.m. to noon. The cost is regular zoo admission, but they'll have different fun activities.
Yeah. And then Thursday evening, a couple of really great things are going on. One is the Community Race Relations Coalition is having their quarterly meeting. Mm-hmm. These meetings are free. Dinner is provided. Donations accepted. They always meet at St. Albans Episcopal Church. And this particular Thursday, they're going to be talking about racial reconciliation. What can I do? So it's going to be a neat session of interactive activities to help people assess what you can do to promote racial reconciliation and unity. So that'll be from 5:30 to 7:30 at St. Mm-hmm. Albans. And then just a little bit later, 7:30 to 9:30 is the Waco Symphony.
Oh, great.
So if you like classical music, or if you would like to learn to like classical music, this is a great opportunity. It's at Waco Hall. They are going to be, the music for the night is going to be Prokofiev, Romeo and Juliet, and Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto. So that will be a great night of classical music.
Wonderful. Lots to do in Waco Town and lots of different ways to get engaged.
Yes. Love it.
Thanks as always, Ashley, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, Carlos.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.
That's my hometown.